再次欢迎大家，欢迎弟兄姐妹，我们一起来敬拜我们的神，一起来遇见我们的神。
Once again, we welcome all our brothers and sisters. Once again, we will meet Jesus, we meet our God.
不知道大家知道不知道，其实神任何时候都和你同在。
So do you know, no matter where or when, the Lord is always with you?
其实神是无处不在的神，这是圣经里面写的，神任何地方都在。
So the Bible says God is everywhere.
那为什么有的人就感就是认识了他，有的人不认识他，有的人说我感受到他，有的人感受不到他呢？
And how come some of us knew him and some of us do not know him? And why is it that some of us can feel his presence while others cannot?
其实这就是一个信心的问题，是一个关系的问题。
So it's a matter of our faith and also our relationship with him.
所以我们今天来到这里敬拜他的时候，我们认识了他，他就我们能够从他那里呢，就是说来接受他的祝福。那但是不认识他的时候呢，我们不知道怎么去接受他的祝福。
So if we know him, then we know how to receive blessings from him. If not, if we do not know him, then we do not know how to get the blessing from him.
所以我们今天每一次来聚会的时候，我们一定要知道，我们宣讲的就是一个福音，是一个好消息。这个好消息不是一个律法，不是一个宗教，而是让人真正的知道神的救恩已经临到。
When we talk about salvation, it's the good news. The good news is that, we are telling other people that the salvation has already come.
世上的人不需要更多的律法。世上的人也不需要更多的哲学。
So the people on earth do not need any more, laws, to abide in or any more, so-called knowledge to bind them.
也不需要更多的好的理想，也不需要更多道德的教育。
So we do not need to set goals for ourselves or even better higher moral standards for us.
我们不需要来寻找一个宗教领袖再来带领我们。
So we do not need another religious leader to lead us.
我们要的是真正的从上帝而来的这个好消息。
What we really need is the good news that comes from our God.
从上帝而来的好消息，让我们得自由，得释放，得着能力，得着自由。
A good news that comes from God who can set us free to give us freedom, to give us a hope for the future.
得着那个新的生命。
To have this, the new life.
那今天我们走到外面去的时候，要带着这个非常清楚的信息，世界上的人不需要宗教。不需要高的道德标准，他们需要的是拯救，需要的是好消息。
So when we step out, to the world today, we need to know that they do not need a religious leader to give us even more laws, abiding laws. But what they need is this good news. It's the new life that they're going to have. It's a new salvation.
信的人就有生机随着他，信的人就有神在带领。
Signs and miracles will follow, and they will be led by God.
耶稣说：“我的羊听见我的声音，你会常常的听到神带领。”
Jesus said that, "We are His sheep. We'll listen to His voice. You will continue to hear His voice."
你的生命里面经历不断不断的医治，不断不断的祝福。
and you will continue to receive healings in your life and yeah, miracles in your life.
这就是我们的所接受的这个福音。
So this is the good news that we received.
因此我们来聚会，因此我们来敬拜。
That's why we are gathered together to worship and to, yeah, to worship him.
哈利路亚！今天呢，我们有这个邓肯弟兄给我们传讲一个信息。
So, today we are inviting Brother Duncan to give us the message.
我来做翻译，安娜可以来休息。
The Pastor Bing will be translating for him.
好的，丹肯弟兄，你来讲，我来翻译。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
In the new year, the first thing when we see each other, we will congratulate each other.
所以呢，在新的一年里面，当我们见面的时候呢，我们就要来彼此问安。
That's a Chinese tradition.
这是中国人的传统。
And the Chinese tradition usually say congratulate for getting rich for the new year.
一般来讲呢，中国人的这个恭喜的话语呢，就是说恭喜发财。
Of course, I wish you all have happiness.And getting rich.
就是我也是来祝福大家能够发财也能够有平安幸福。
But my wish is only limited.
但是我们这个财富呢是很有限的。
No matter how much money you have, it's only for this life.
不管你有多少的财富，都是为了今生。
It's temporary.
是暂时的。
So that is not good enough.
那这是不足够的。
And Jesus said, no, no, that's not good enough. I want to give you more.
那耶稣说，哦，这不是我要给你的，我要给你更多。
I give you something eternally.
我要给你的是永恒的。
It's eternally blessing.
是永恒的祝福。
And Jesus wishing for you guys in the new year is that the congratulation for getting to know God.
所以在新的一年里面，耶稣基督给你的祝福就是说，恭喜你，今天你认识了神。
Getting rich in God.
在主里面丰富。
For yours is the kingdom of God.
但是呢，就是神的国度成了你的。
You inherit a kingdom, not just for next year.
很简单，你承受了神的国度。
It's not temporary.
在就是新的一年里面。
It's not temporary.
这不是一个暂时的、临时的。
It's not just on earth.
也不仅仅是在地上。
It's in heaven and eternally blessed.
你将会在天上永恒中得到祝福。
That is true congratulation.
所以值得庆贺。
So God wants to give you more. Not just for this world, but for the next world.
所以神要给你更多，不仅仅在今生，而且是来生。
The next world, the next home is thousands of years.
在永恒的家里面有就是万年。
Not just one year, two years.
永恒的时间。
Not just one year, two years, or 70 years.
不是一年两年。
Or 70 years.
不是几年。不是七十年。
So let's look at this congratulation and blessing. That is tremendous.
来，让我们一起来看看这个神给我们巨大的祝福。
Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章。
And that is 8 beatitudes, 8 blessings.
这里讲到的呢就是八福。就是、
The original meaning is eternally blessed.
那原来的意思呢就是这永恒里面的祝福。
It means for now and also for eternity.
啊，原来的意思就是说现在直到永远。
Because eternity is starting from now when we believe Christ become the children of God.
因为永恒就从今天开始，人一信了耶稣成为神的儿女，永恒就开始了。
So there are 8 eternal blessings and for you in the new year from Jesus.
在新年里面从耶稣而来的有八个永恒的祝福。
And I let Pastor Wayne to read the from chapter 3 from verse 3 to verse 11 in Chinese is okay. Is Tamara there? Tamara is there?
Yeah, 读第一第三节到十一节。第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们的必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。世人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话回报你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他。
Thank you, Pastor Man. Here we talking about 8 blessings.
这里讲到八个祝福。
And the original meaning from Jesus is eternally blessings.
那原来的这个意思就是永恒的祝福。
There's a contrast here. There's 8 different contrasts. 8 blessing and contrasting to 8 different situations in life.
这里讲到八个祝福，也是八个这样一个对比。
Each situation, the first situation is that when we feel we are poor in spirit or we feel we are actually in poverty, Jesus said, it's okay.
这里讲到是虚心的人有福了，讲到心就是没有，一种没有的一种状态，耶稣就说这是这是没有问题的。
And we already talk about that in the one of the sermon. I think it's a couple months ago.
在几个月前，我们已经讲了一篇道关于这个
We will not elaborate on that, but I will make a conclusion on that.
那今天我们不仔细的来讲，但是呢，做个总结。
Why? When you are poor in spirit, while you are actually poor, it's a blessing. No, Jesus is not talking about this. Just talking about all these suffering are temporary.
那这里讲到许心的人怎么会有福了呢？耶稣是在讲呢，这所有的这一些地上的苦难呢，都是暂时的。
Because actually, when you are poor in God's you are rich because now you are ready to accept, to seek God, to seek the true treasure in heaven.
当你现在这个贫穷的时候，心灵贫乏的时候呢，你现在看起来贫乏，但是你已经做好了准备来接受主的永恒的祝福。
Jesus said, you know, the rich, the one who is proud is very difficult to enter the kingdom. It's almost like a camel going through a needle, the hole of the needle.
圣经里面耶稣讲到有一个年轻的财主呢，他进天国被他说被骆驼过整眼行要囊。
He won't follow Jesus because he cannot give up the earthly riches. It becomes his obstacle.
It becomes his obstacle. He cannot follow Jesus because his wealth is too great, making him a hindrance to his
obstacle. And Jesus said, therefore, the poor are in a better position.Because God chose the poor over the plow to shame the plow. That is why it's better to be in this position because you will believe God and live with eternally best.
所以耶稣呢说这个贫乏的人这个愚蠢的人呢远远的要前过那些看起来强壮富足的人。因为这在你在一个姿态是要来接受神的祝福。
So poverty is a blessing in disguise.
所以从这个角度来讲呢，贫穷是一个祝福。
And as a matter of fact, most people in the heaven, they may be poor on earth, but God chose them because they're willing to accept God.
事实上，在天堂里面，可能很多人是贫穷的，在地上是贫穷的，因为。但是呢，神拣选了他。
So the condition of this earth is not important. We focus on God's blessing in eternity, from now to eternity.
所以在地上的状况怎么样，并不是最重要的，而是我们的眼目要聚焦在这个永恒的祝福里面。
As a matter of fact, God promised He'll give you daily your daily bread.
那事实上呢，神也应许。每一天的这个需用他会供给你。
And you don't need to worry, because Jesus do not worry about all these things. I will give it to you. It's a promise. That's in Lord's Prayer.
你不需要来担心，因为耶稣在圣经里面讲到他会来应许供给你你的需用。
Verse 4 is the same thing. When you are in pain, you are sorrowful,And do not worry because God will comfort you now.
那第四节也是同样讲到呢，哀痛的人有福了，因为现在在哀痛，但是呢，神说你要必得安慰。
And not only that, this you carry on until eternity because God will have a new body for you, will wipe out all the sorrow.All the pains in your life. There's no more sorrow and pain in heaven.
因为将来在天上，神会给我们一个新的身体，没有疾病，没有任何的痛苦，没有我们的眼泪都被擦干了。
It's only joy and peace. We live in God's love, comforted by Him.
只有神的平安，只有神的喜乐在我们的心里面。
Verse 5, that's another congratulation blessing.For us in the new year from Jesus.
那第五节呢，讲到另外一个祝福，也是新年的一个祝福。
Eternal blessed are the humility, the humble. The meek means humble and gentle.
就是那个心里面温柔的人有福了。
Because God promised they'll inherit a land.
这里讲到呢，就是他们会承受地土。
In Old Testament, when the people listen to Jesus, they know a land means God will give them security. They don't need to worry about the earthly life.
在旧约里面呢，神会给他要祝福的人，他们的地界，在地界里面安居乐业，不会去担心。
And Jesus' meaning will carry on until the heaven because God will give them the promise of a land in heaven.
那神这样一个祝福呢，是不仅仅在地上，也是延续到永恒。
And Jesus in John 14 said, I will go to prepare a home for you.
在约翰福音第十四章，耶稣讲到，我先去为你们装备地方。
In the kingdom of God, there's a lot of lands, a lot of rooms, a lot of houses.
我在那里有很多的住处。
And this is not your home here. The real home is in heaven.
这里不是你的永久的家乡，真正的家乡是在天堂。
Wow, that is a good inheritance. Because that's forever.
这是非常重要的应许，这是给每一个人的。
That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 8, he said,This temporary, I consider this present suffering cannot compare to the glory that will be revealed to us.
所以在罗马书第八章，保罗就讲到，这至真、至轻、至长的痛苦呢，比起将来显于我们无比的荣耀，就算不了什么。
And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:16, he talked about.This little suffering price to pay cannot compare to the heavy reward in heaven.
在格林多后书第四章16节也讲到，就现在所受的痛苦，比起将来要给我们的冠冕，那算不了什么。
So it's something, and God will give it to you.And that is eternal, and that is in the kingdom of God, a tremendous blessing.
神要赐给你的是永恒的，是在神的国度里面的福分。
Today we will talk about verse 6.
今天我们特别要讲第六节。
The fourth congratulation and blessings eternally from Jesus in the new year.
第四个值得庆贺的，神要给你的永恒的祝福。
And it says right here, blessed, eternal blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这里讲到呢，就是永恒的要祝福呢，要临到这样的人身上。什么样的人呢？就是饥渴慕义的人。
For they will be filled.
他们将会得到饱足。
You cannot fill yourself.
你自己没有办法让你自己得饱足。
You cannot make yourself satisfied because life is tough.
你没有办法让你自己的生活感觉到满足，因为生活确实不容易。
And but Jesus promised that those who are hunger, those who are in thirsty,I will fill them with something to make them satisfied.
这里耶稣却应许那些饥渴的人、饥饿的人，他们饥渴、饥饿这个公义的人，神却应许要让他们得饱足。
Why use hunger and thirst? That's the reason.
那神为什么会有感觉到饥、感觉到渴呢？
Because those are basic need, basic desire of humanity.
那么这是人内心、人身体最基本的需要。
Jesus used metaphor to tell us we need this every day.
那也就是事实上，饥渴的东西呢，是人每一天所需要的东西。
Because man does not live on bread alone, but live on.Every word from the mouth of God.
因为人不是单靠食物活着，而是靠神口中说出的每一句话。
So Jesus used this hunger and thirst to tell us you must seek Him with all your heart.
所以神用这个饥渴、饥饿呢，作为一个比喻，就让我们人呢要来寻求、渴慕神。
And The salvation is free, but eternally blessed and reward is not free.
就是神给我们的救恩是白白赐给我们的，但是呢，永恒的祝福并不是白白的。
Only those seek God, only seek the God with all their heart.
只有那些真心的来寻求神的人能得到。
That's why Jesus used a hunger and thirst.
所以神在这里用呢，耶稣用了这个饥渴啊两个字。
But a lot of us just live our Christian life casual.
那好多人我们过一个基督徒的生活呢，就是比较随随便便。
We don't read the Bible because we don't think it's important.
啊，不来读圣经，我们不觉得它重要。
We seek wealth instead of God.
我们在拼命地寻找地上的财富，而不是在寻求神。
We focus on the temporary instead of eternal.
我们把眼睛聚焦在地上暂时的东西，而不是聚焦在天上永恒的东西。
As a matter of fact, if you aim at God, Jesus said, "He who seek first His kingdom and the earthly thing will be thrown in."
事实上，如果耶稣讲到，如果一个人呢定睛在神的国度，寻求他的国和义的时候呢，其他的东西神都会赐给我们。
Focus on God, your need will be filled. Every need will be filled.
你的眼睛如果盯着神。聚焦在神的身上呢，你所有的需要都会得满足。
Aim at happiness, you lose God and lose happiness.
如果你的聚焦相反的话呢，你把所有的地上的也没了，天上的也没了。
This hunger and thirst means you pursue God, pursue love, pursue the kingdom of God with all your heart.
这里讲的饥渴慕义呢，就是要来。心里面有种渴望来寻求神，寻求公义，寻求爱。
Because this temporary earth compared to the heavenly reward, there is no comparison.
因为地上所要得到的东西，比起天上来的祝福，根本就没法相比。
So we look at this, what's that mean? Seeking God.And hungry for God, and thirsty for God. And we're going to look into that today in the new year.
我们要在新的一年里面仔细的来想想，仔细的来默想，怎么样来饥渴渴慕神，怎么样来真正来这样来寻求神。
It's a gift of God. If you seek Him, there are at least five or six different gifts, that will be filled by God. You cannot fill it, but God can fill it because it's a gift from God if you seek Him.
圣经里面讲到呢，如果你饥渴，你愿意寻求的话，至少五六个祝福呢，五六个这样一个恩赐呢，神就会白白的赐给你。但是这是你自己不能。
Jesus' command is very simple. He never lowered his standard. He said, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
耶稣给我们的这个命令呢，既简单又他永不就是妥协，就是说要爱神呢，就是要全心全意的来爱神。
And with all your strength too.
而且全力的来。
That's why, you know, Jesus is going to explain this, but let's look at Paul first. Paul is going to explain these words in the, First Timothy chapter 6 and starting at 6. Let's go to First Timothy 6:6.
那保罗呢，在这个提摩太前书里面呢，就是第六章呢，就做了更详尽的解释。
And Pastor Van, you can read that page.
Which verses?
Chapter verse six. And starting from verse 6 until verse, I believe it's 12, verse 10. Verse 12.
然而，敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多物质有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道。用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，设定永生。你为此被召，也有许多见证人在面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Thank you, Pastor Wayne. Here, Paul make it practical now for us to see.The first thing he said is that the blessed are the one who is godly.
那这里呢，保罗就把它做得非常的实际，应用在生活里面。他说，那什么样的人有福了呢？那些敬虔的人，啊，敬虔的人有福了。
Not only godly, in godliness, you are content with what you have.
敬虔，而是敬虔加上知足。
The problem of this generation is that we want more and more and more. We never be content.
那我们现代人的问题呢，是我们需要要更多更多，永远不知足。
Our poverty is not actually poverty. It's we are greedy. That's why we feel we are poor.
那所以现在很多人的这个贫穷呢，不是贫穷，而是他们是因着贪婪，所以人就变得更加贫穷。
Why Paul says to be content is godliness, to be content is good, because you don't need more, because God will supply you enough.
这里保罗就讲到呢，知足是一个。是一个属神的事情，也是一个好事情，因为你不需要更多。
Because Jesus already said, "Do not worry six times," and also in the Matthew chapter six, and also he talking about Jesus. If you seek God, the earthly thing will be given to you, and your daily bread will be given.So you don't have to worry, be content.
事实上在马太福音第六章那面就是耶稣五六次讲到呢你不要去忧虑不要为明天忧虑。因为、这个特别是当你寻求神的国和义的时候神都要加给你需要的。
So Paul here says, is similar to Jesus. He said, congratulations for your great gain, Dai Li.Great gain to study.
啊，这里呢，保罗就是在讲啊，祝贺你，你获了大红利了。
Congratulations for getting rich in God.
啊，就是祝贺你，你在神里面已经得到富足了。
Because you seeking God, you will be driven of everything on earth, plus.Everything in heaven.
因为你在寻求神的时候呢，得到了地上要得的东西，而且得到天上的。
Because he who has God has everything.
因为任何一个人他拥有神的话，就拥有了一切。
Because he who has God does not has everything else, does not have more.Than he who has God.
当我们拥有神的时候，我们其实不需要更多其他的东西，但是他会给我们其他的东西。
And we just be content with God because God is everything. Is everything, every blessings from Him.
所以我们要以认识神为足，为知足，为满足。他在他里面有一切的丰盛。
And Paul here actually implying that he who has got without everything else still could gain.
啊，这里呢也讲到，就是说神有了神呢，其实没有别的东西，他照样能够满足。
Because God has everything, is enough.
神有一切的东西，足够的东西。
And godliness means we move forward to verse 11 and talking about godliness means pursue righteousness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life.
下面保罗进一步就讲到什么样是一个敬虔的人呢？这属神的人呢，要逃避这些事，要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔，要为这真道打那美好的仗，誓定永生。
And you must be hungry for God. You must be thirsty for God.
你必须要就是来渴慕神，就是好像饥渴一样。
Then you take hold of eternal life to inherit the kingdom of God.
你将会来继承神永恒的国度，永恒国度的福气。
On the contrary, Paul argued that we should be content with if God give us food and clothing and a job and a regular basic, the basic need on life, you should be content with that.
那在另一个方面呢，就是反过来，保罗也是继续的在阐述，就是说我们有衣有食呢，就当知足。
That's verse 8.
这就是第六节讲到了敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了。
嗯、mm-hmm. 好。Verse 9 talking about if you gone after hungry, thirsty for the worldly thing.
那第九节呢进一步讲到，但那些就是拼命的在追寻要发财的人。
On the contrary, you will not be rich. Actually, you will be in the trap.
这里讲到呢，相反的呢，拼命追求这些的人呢，最后呢，不但不能富足，而且最后落在网络里。
You are foolish and shooting yourself on your foot because this is harmful.
那事实上呢，你是非常愚蠢的，因为这些东西最后让你陷入迷惑，陷入网络，你成为一个愚昧的人，自受其害。
The end is ruin and destruction.
这里讲到呢，叫人常在败坏和灭亡之中。
For pursuing money, verse 10, is the root of all kind of evil.
第十节讲到呢，就是说让拼命的追求钱财呢，是万恶之根。
And Paul said, if you continue to do that, you will be eternally regret and will be destroyed.
这里讲到呢，就是说继续讲到，就是有人呢贪恋钱财，就被引流离了正道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
Like my business partner last month, he committed suicide.
事实上，我们就有一个
my business partner,
我自己的一个同事呢，在上个月就自杀了。
And he has a lot of money.He has a family, but he's still not content.
他有很多的钱财，也有一个家庭，但是呢，他不知足。
Because he feels empty.
因为他里面感觉到非常的空虚。
And he has no God.
因为他没有神。
No love.
没有爱。
No joy.
没有喜乐。
No peace.
没有平安。
Because money and material, can you buy you this?
因为世上的财物和这个物质的东西不能买到这些平安喜乐。
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a big lie from Satan.
他这是一个极大的一个谎言，这谎言是从撒旦而来。
When you have it, you feel empty.
那你会感觉到更加的空虚。
And it will not give you any spiritual, joy, love, and peace, which is the fruit of the spirit.
那不能通过物质的东西你得到那些喜乐、平安、爱这些东西，因为这些是圣灵所结的果子。
So that's why Jesus say, no, don't go, don't be hungry for this thing, because it will destroy you.
所以耶稣讲了，你不要拼命的追逐这些东西，因为这些东西会毁了你。
And it's a blessing from God that I changed my direction. We used to be in the same direction, doing the same business, but God changed me. I turned around and pursued God. He kept on going.
我曾经就是在世界上追逐这些钱财的东西的事情，但后来神呢，就是我得着了神，神得着了我，让我呢180度大转弯，开始来认识追求神。
Is the gift of God that He filled me with the desire to hungry for Him.
要感谢神，这是他给我的一个恩赐，让我心里有一个饥渴来追求神。
Because if I did not do that, I could have been like Him now.
如果我不是这样的话呢，我可能跟我的那个同事会有同样的结果。
I will be ruined.
我自己也会被毁了。
And I still pray for his family, and I hope, that his family will be comforted, by God. But that's all I can do.
那我现在也在为我同事的这样一个家庭在祷告，希望他的家庭受神而来的安慰，这也是我唯一能做的。
And Paul talking about is not a story. It happened to me, happened to a lot of people.
那这里保罗讲的呢，都是真实的发生的故事，这发生在我的身上，也发生在很多其他人的身上。
Paul said, "Go after the spiritual, abundance." Because it will be good now and forever.
保罗呢，要让我们真的定睛在追求这个永恒的这样一个财富上面，
And pursuing God have the value for all things, profitable for all things. That is in the First Timothy chapter 4. We're not going to see it, but God.Paul advises us, train yourself to be godly because godliness have value. It's profitable for all your life.
在提摩太前书第四章，保罗也特别的祝福，我们就是我们要来追求金钱，便是大利。
When you aim at God, the earthly thing will be given to you. It's a gift. God will fill you withAll the basic need. That's the first feeling.
当我们的眼睛定睛在神的身上的时候呢，神会赐给我们地上所需用的一切。
Let's look at what Jesus, talk about this, because Jesus explained it in the other text too, that's, which is in the, John chapter, John, chapter 7.
耶稣也在另外的经文里面呢做了更进一步的解释，在这个约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
我们看看约翰福音第七章。
And I would ask the pastor when to read it for us. I give you the verse. It's a long chapter. We're going to.Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
And verse 27, 29, and 35.
27节、29节和35节。 27节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。 29节，耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。And 另一节是这个35节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Okay, thank you, Pastor Wayne. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
这里耶稣讲，我就是生命的粮。
He not just said, he declared, he proclaimed.
那这里他在宣告，他就是生赐下的粮。
Not only he said,The bread of life said, I am. I am, he claimed the deity of Yahweh.
那这里呢，他在宣告，做一个宣告，就是我是，那个我是这个词呢，就是原来在原文里面就是神的名字，我是自由拥有。
It's like in Exodus, and when God introduced to Moses his name, God said, I am that I am. Jesus used the same name.
就是在这个出埃及记里面呢，神仙摩西显现的时候，他启示他的名字，就是说我是自由拥有，就用我是啊。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus claimed seven times. He said seven times, "I am."
新约里面呢，耶稣说了宣告，就是他就是那个 I am。是那个我是。
He and God is the one. He said, "I am the bread of life." It means I will give bread to everyone because it comes from me.
因为他说我会给人所有生命的粮，因为这都是从我而来。
Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.
那人要是追求我，来寻求我呢，永远不会饿。
Come to me. It's like you are hungry. Come to me.
如果你饿了，可以到我这里来。
I'll give you bread.
我会给你饼。
I'll give you a job.
我也会给你工作。
I'll give you money. I give you everything in life.
我给你金钱，我也给你任何需用的东西。
More than that, I give you eternal blessing, inherit the kingdom of God.
不仅如此，我要给你永远的祝福，那就是继承天国的福气。
And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Believe in me. Come to me and believe in me.
这里见到信我的人永远不渴，来到我的跟前来信我。
I'm the living water. You will never get thirsty.
我是生命的活水，你永远不会渴。
Just believe.
你就需要来信。
29, the work of God for us in the new year is to believe.
那29节也特别的讲到呢，就是做神的工是什么呢？就是要信。
His disciple asked Jesus, what do you mean by, what is meant by doing God's work?
因为他的门徒就问耶稣，怎么样就算做神的工呢？
Jesus said the work of God is first and foremost is that the true belief.
那他就告诉他的门徒，做神的工最重要的也是首当其冲的，就是要信神所差来的。
Believe I am the bread of life. I am the one who going to give youLife, not only this life, but eternal life too.
就是要信神所差来的，信自由拥有的这一位，他就要。
Because when you believe me, you believe me, you are born again. You have a new life.
因为你信我的时候，你将会重生，将会有新的生命。
And born of the Spirit, it means the Holy Spirit in you. You will have a new spirit, which is my life.
你将会从圣灵重生，圣灵在你那边将赐给你一个新的生命。
So do not go after work for the food that's spoiled. That is 27.
这里27节讲到， 不要为那些不要朽坏的事物劳力。
Do not go after those temporary things on earth.
不要为那些在地上要过去的暂时的东西去劳力。
Believe in me. Believe I'm the bread of life. Believe I am life itself.
你要来相信我，相信我是那自由拥有的，能够供给一切的生命的粮。
Then you truly is blessed, eternally blessed, now till eternity.
你将会永远的承受祝福，直到永恒。
We go to John chapter 7.
我们再到约翰福音第七章。
38节。
第七章三十八节。
Yeah, please, Pastor Man, please read it for me.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
39节，
耶稣这话是指着他信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
When and in Galatians talking about too, when we believe God, we become the children of God. The Holy Spirit will come into us, and that is a gift of God. God will fill you with the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书里面明确的写道，当我们信耶稣的时候呢，圣灵作为一个恩赐就赐给我们，住在我们的里面。
And Jesus is the bread of life. You don't need to go after other things. You go after Him. And also He will fill you with the Holy Spirit that enable you to follow Him.
那耶稣是生命的粮，你不需要去找别的东西。当信耶稣的时候，他就将他的圣灵呢充满在你的里面。
And this Holy Spirit is living in you. It's like a living water, flowing from within you.
那这个圣灵呢，在你的里面要成为活水的江河，要流出来。
And that's a tremendous blessing. Without the Holy Spirit, we are not children of God.
啊，那这是多大的一个祝福呀！没有圣灵，我们不可能有这样的生命。
Because the Spirit is a God Spirit. Now we are the children of God because we have the DNA of God.
因为灵是神的灵，我们是神的儿女，我们现在有神的这个基因在我们的里面。
So those who believe God, those who are desperate and believe God, God will fill them with the Holy Spirit.
那些信神的人，那些渴慕神的人，神将要用他自己的灵，圣灵来充满他。让他得以保足。
Then the Holy Spirit will enable us to love, joy, and peace because that's the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵呢，反过来能够让我们得着他的爱，得着喜乐和平安，因为这都是圣灵所结的果子。
And this is the best thing God can give it to us because the Holy Spirit proves we are children of God.
这就是神要给我们最好的东西。神呢，就做是用圣灵做一个印证，要把这。
With the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 5:5 talking about with the Holy Spirit will fill us with love.
在罗马书第五章第五节讲到，圣灵来呢，就首先是把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Not only give us up, He pour out His love. The Holy Spirit pour out His love.Into our heart, pour our God's love into our heart.
不仅仅是给我们一些爱，而是把呢他的爱呢浇灌在我们的心里面。
And in Titus chapter 3:6, same thing. The Holy Spirit is not give you little bit, it'll give you overflowing with the Holy Spirit.
啊，在这个提多书第三章第六节也讲到，圣灵给我们的那是非常丰富的，啊，丰富的倾倒在我们的里面。
You don't need to fill with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit already fill you because it's a gift of God. You cannot get it by yourself.
我们不是要拼命的要自己要用圣灵来充满，而是圣灵已经充满了你，这是一个应许啊。
You are children of God, and you have the Holy Spirit in you and pouring out into you, and you already have the Holy Spirit.
因为神，你是神的儿女，神已经把圣灵赐给倾倒在你的身上。
That is tremendous blessing. God fill you with the Holy Spirit. Now you are able to follow God, to pursue God, to seek God.
所以神把圣灵倾倒在你的身上的时候呢，你也有能力来继续的来跟随主。
The problem is Holy Spirit lives in you. Holy Spirit is in you.
那现在呢，神的灵住在你的里面。
The problem is Holy Spirit has you. You have the Holy Spirit. But how much the Holy Spirit has you? That's the problem.
那圣灵就住在你里面，你也有圣灵，但是呢，圣灵能够拥有你多少呢？这是问题所在。
You don't let the Holy Spirit work.
那如果你不让圣灵在你的里面工作呢？
You lock him up.
那你就会你 pardon?
Lock him up. Lock him up means he lock him inside a room.
啊，你就把圣灵关起来。
Nobody know you are Christian because you don't read the Bible.
那没有人会知道你是一个基督徒。那如果你不这个读圣经
，you don't even know the Bible because the Bible is from the Holy Spirit, is the word of the Holy Spirit.
你不知道这个神的话，圣经就是圣灵写下来。
You always say, "Hey, God talk to me," but you never read the Bible. How can God talk to you?
那如果你说神常常向你讲话，你如果不读圣经，神怎么向你讲话
？You say I want to seek the will of God. I don't know what's ahead of me, but you never read the Bible. How can God show you the way?
如果你说我要明白神的旨意，但是你从来不读圣经，那神怎么样来让你明确他的旨意呢
？So the Holy Spirit in us is to counsel us, to help us, but you must cooperate. This is not free.You must open your heart, seek him with all your heart.
就是圣灵虽然住在我们的里面，但是呢，我们必须要跟他来合作，必须要来，愿意寻求他的心意。
It's a gift from God. He fill you with the Spirit, fill you with love, but you don't let the Holy Spirit work with you.
圣灵是神给我们的一个礼物，这个礼物在我们的里面呢，他要我们自己愿意去寻求他，愿意去。
We miss a lot of blessing.
那如果我们不这样做的时候呢，我们失去很多的祝福。
God never force you to do anything. He wants you to agree and to obey Him. Godliness means you carefully obey God's word.
那神呢，从来不会强迫你要做什么东西，而是他要让你跟他能够同意，愿意的跟他一起合作来做成事情。
That is the principle in the Bible. God will work with you.God will help you, but you must take your responsibility too.
这是圣经里面的一些原则。神呢，就是愿意来帮助我们，但是我们自己要来负责任。
God only rewards those who seek Him with all their heart.
圣经里面讲呢，就是神是只帮助那些愿意来寻求他帮助的人。
Not half-hearted.
不是那些这个伤心脸意的人。
It's fully.Committed, devoted, God only bless those people.
神是要祝福那些全心全意的人。
Yeah, we are half-hearted, we are casual, we look at maybe religion as an entertainment. It's just a force or something.
好多时候我们伤心脸意，把这个宗教呢当做一种这个安慰我们的。帮助我们的渠道。
And seek God, you have everything. You will have everything. You just seek God, seek Jesus, because He is the bread of life. He is all blessing.
但是我们真正寻求主、寻求耶稣的时候呢，他就真的祝福都赐给我们。
And don't be like the prodigal son. Then he just drift away and pursue the world.And suffer a lot and come back.
不要像圣经里面讲的那个浪子，自己离开家，跑到外面流浪， 最后受了很多的苦。
The father knew that he is going to be miserable, but the father still let him choose.
事实上，那个比喻里面呢，那个父亲非常清楚，这个儿子将来会遭遇各种的困难，但是呢，他让他自己做选择。
In the new year, your father in heaven is waiting for you to bless you too, but you must return.
在新的一年里面，在天上的父亲呢，他等着要来祝福你，但是你自己必须要做选择，必须要来回转。
Seek first his kingdom, the rest will be given to you.
要来先请求他的国，其他的都要加给你。
Seek the world, you will lose the world and lose God too.
那你如果寻求世界，你不但失去这个世界，你也失去神。
And let's look at the, how Jesus, help us again, and what do you mean by, filling? You will be satisfied. You will be filled. We already talked about two. The first thing is the Holy Spirit. Secondly, is your daily need going to fill you. Now we're going to look at, John chapter 15.
那我们刚才已经讲到呢，神怎么样来用圣灵来充满你，圣灵要来祝福你。我们再看看约翰福音第十五章。
And verse 4-11.
第四节到十一节，约翰福音十五章第四到十一节。
And I ask Pastor Wen to read it to you.
你们要常在我的里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我的里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，放你们所可愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So the first thing Jesus mentioned, we already talked about that the, is that the, you must connected, remain in me, verse 7. When you remaining in me means my words will remain in you.
这里耶稣讲到呢，你要常在我的里面。常在我的里面是什么意思呢？就是你的话，我的话要常在你们里面。
Godliness means first, you must have God's words in you.
所谓敬虔爱主呢，首先就是要有神的话在你们的里面。
Then you become a wise person.
那你就成为一个有智慧的人。
You will have wisdom.
你就有了智慧。
It's like David said in Psalm 19, is that the God's word is perfect, will give you wisdom and understanding.
就像在诗篇里面讲到，十九篇讲的说，神的话句句都是亮晶的，要给人的聪明智慧。
Psalm 119 talking about if you meditate God's word day and night, you will be wiser than anyone else.
在诗篇119篇讲到，你如果昼夜思想神的话语，你被任何人都比任何人都聪明。
But actually, if you read the Bible, you're almost like Solomon.
如果你真的常常在读圣经，你就像所罗门一样。
So wise because you have God's wisdom with you all the time.
你这样的有智慧，因为有神
Pastor, when your mic may be not very clear, I cannot hear.
智慧在你的里面。Is it better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. I can you know.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, we'll continue. Yeah. And so that is possible to create a reservoir of God's wisdom with you and have it with you at all time.
事实上神呢这是可能的就是会造一个水库啊把这个神的智慧呢储存在里面。
And to be with you at all time.
啊这个水库呢智慧的水库呢常常会来帮助你。
Then you have wisdom to make judgment.
那你会有智慧呢做判断。
To make decision.
就做这个决定。
This is more than knowledge. Knowledge can give you information, but wisdom give you judgment to do the right thing.
啊，这比这个知识更加的重要。知识让你呢知道很多的东西，但是智慧让你做正确的决定。
So, if we read the Bible, then you have wisdom, non-wisdom. And it says right here, verse 7, when you pray for something according to God's will, because now you know God's will,And he will answer you.
所以这里第十五章第七节讲到呢，就是说啊，你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就，因为有神的话在你们的里面。
Because you know God, God knows you.
啊，所以呢，因为你认得了神，神也认得了你。
And the Holy Spirit is working through God's word because the God's word is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
那神的话呢在你的里面圣灵也在你的里面因为神的话本身就是圣灵的启示。
Then you're wise and your prayer will be answered, then the result is that you will bear much fruit.
这里讲到呢就是你成为一个有智慧的人你的祷告也会垂听而且你会多结果子。
The fruit means a lot of things, butWe use the Holy Spirit, you will have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. You're becoming a productive person and glorify God.
这里会借很多圣灵的果子，就是忍耐、仁慈、忍耐、喜乐、和平、温柔、良善这些。那这就借出很多的果子，是一个成为有、就是常常出场的人。
So the first thing,God will fill you with wisdom and fill you with success in life.
让你呢充满智慧，充满成功，在生活里面，生命里面的成功。
But the success is not gauged by material, it's spiritual success, spiritual riches.
这个成功程度的方式不是通过物质拥有的程度。
It's an eternal blessing. Love, joy, peace, money cannot buy.
是一个属灵的表种。
As well as physically, God will supply you all the need.
那些属灵的果子，同时呢，物质上的需要，神也会供给。
And here, then you glorify God. People will recognize, you are the disciple of Jesus.
这里呢讲到你就会来荣耀神。那人也证实呢
okay,
你就是我的门徒。
Okay, verse 9 and another feeling, and other, satisfaction God will give it to you is verse 9, as the Father,
就是第九节。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. If you remain in my love, you keep my commandThen you always in my love. It means when you read God's word and everything you bear fruit and not only that, and God will fill you with his love because you are obeying him, you are loving him.
这里讲到正如父爱我一样我爱你们你们要常在我的爱里你们说忠守我的命令常在我的爱里
You live in God's love.
啊，如果我们遵守他的命令就住在神的爱里
Think about if you live in your girlfriend's love, your wife's love, you already feel so good. Now you are living in God's love. And God's love is unlimited.
那你知道你如果你的女朋友爱你，你的太太爱你，这已经让你觉得非常的满足了，何况上帝的大爱呢？
And love is the most powerful thing in the world.
爱呢是世界上最有能力的东西。
And all the song of the in this world talking about love.
所有世界上所唱的歌都是在唱爱。
And here, you're talking about God will fill you with His love. Not only fill, He will satisfy you with His love.
这里讲到呢，不仅仅是神要充满，用他的爱来充满你，而且要让你得以知足，让他的爱使你知足。
But you must seek Him with all your heart.
但是呢，你要来寻求神，全心的来寻求他。
Because it says here, it's always, you must always remain in me.
这里讲的呢，你要常常在我的爱里。
I'm the vine, you're the branches. You must remain in me, so I will be in you.
因为我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。如果你们在我里面，我就在你们的里面。
Away from me, you cannot do nothing.
离了我，你就不能做什么。
You can try, but it won't work.
你可以试，但是你做不了什么。
It may work sometimes, but long term speaking, it will not work because that without God's blessing.
那对我们自己靠自己呢，会有一段时间看起来还是行的，但是呢不会长久，因为没有神的祝福。
Verse 11, another filling.
十一节，另外讲到。
I have told you all these things.About I'm the vine, you're the branches with my word. I told you all these things about my love. All these things, once you believe in this thing, then your joy will be complete.
这里讲到呢，就是说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐充在你们心里，要叫你们的喜乐可以满足。就是当我们真的信了。接受神的爱在我们的里面，喜乐就满足了。
Jesus will fill you with joy if you continue to remain in Him, continue to obey Him, continue to pray, continue and in His love. Not just seek first. Now you continue, then you will have joy.
这里就是讲到呢，当我们常常不断的在他的爱里的时候呢，我们有满足的体
验。And this is a gift of God. You cannot find love, joy, peace with buy love, joy, peace with money. You cannot create love, joy, peace. Maybe you can create pleasure temporary. You can eat your steak, you will be happy, but you will not have a state of being joy.
这是天上来的礼物，这是你自己找不到的喜乐、平安和爱啊！你自己用自己的办法可能得到暂时的一些快乐，但是这种快乐啊，跟喜乐、平安是不一样的。
In John 16, even talk about this joy, nobody can take it away.
那这里特别的讲到，他说这个满足呢，是这个喜乐是没有人能够拿走的，这是在约翰福音第十六章。
And also in chapter 16, 33, and Jesus talking about, in this world, you have trouble, but in me, you have peace.
在16章33节，耶稣讲道，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And do not worry, take heart.I have overcome the world.
这里特别的讲到，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Now that's another feeling.
那就是另外一个感受。
When you have Christ, when you believe God, the Holy Spirit will give you peace.
当我们真正信了耶稣的时候呢，圣灵在我们里面放下一个平安。
This peace will overcome chaos.
这个平安呢，会战胜我们世界上一切的混乱。
peace is not the absence of trouble.
那平安呢，并不是说麻烦没有就是平安。
Peace is the presence of God.
那平安呢，是神的同在。
Joy is not absence of sorrow.
那喜乐并不是说没有这个悲哀就有了喜乐。
Joy is the presence of God, then you have joy.
那因着神的同在，你就有了喜乐。
Love is not the presence of no conflict.
那爱呢，就说并不是一个没有恨就有了爱。
Love is because the presence of God.
那爱是因着神的同在，就有了爱。
When you seek Godliness, when you pursue God, the Holy Spirit enable you have love, joy, peace, money cannot buy.
当我们真的全心的来寻求神的时候呢，神就把爱、喜乐、平安赐给我们，这是金钱所买不到的。
Now we already talk about God fill you with the Holy Spirit. After that, God fill you with His Word, but you must read that, right?And the first one is a gift. The second one, you have put some effort into that.
所以是第一个我们讲到呢，神把圣灵会浇灌在你的心里，神也要让我们来读他的话语。第一个是一个恩赐，第二个我们要付一些努力。
Then you have to spend time. Then you will have the wisdom like Solomon.
那你需要花时间，你会获取智慧，就像所罗门一样。
Then you bear a lot of fruit.
那后来呢，你就会结很多的果子。
And after that, once you read God's word, once you pray, once you connect it to God, and the love of God will come from His word, then you will have feel God's love.
当你通过神的话语和他连接的时候呢，神的爱就会倾倒下来。
Again, that's a gift of God. You cannot create God's word. It's a living word. Will give you love.
那也是从神而来的一个恩赐这不是你自己能够创造的，这个爱是从神而来。
And the Holy Spirit enable you to have love and joy and peace, which nobody can give. The whole world cannot give. Any philosopher cannot give. It's a gift from God.
所以神就会把爱、喜乐和平安赐给你，没有哲学家可以给你，整个世界也不能给你。这是从神而来。
We may have short-term gift by going to travel or by eating steak or by watching a movie, but this is very temporary. This love.
我们可能暂时有一些满足比如说去吃一顿牛排或者是去旅游或者去买一些什么好的东西。但是
这个爱。This is short-term.
前面讲的这些东西都是非常暂时的。
But God's love, joy, peace, eternally and unconditional and forever with you.
神的恩赐呢是永恒的，是没有条件的。
Nobody can take it away, the Bible says.
永远和我们同在，而且没有人能够打走。
Finally, we look at a few examples quickly aboutThe David and how he seek the love, joy, peace of God.
最后呢，我们看看旧约里面大卫王怎么样来寻求神，得着这个喜乐平安。
We go to Psalm 62 and 63.
我们看看这个诗篇62和63。
And 62, it says right here.Truly, my soul finds rest in God.
这里讲到呢，就是我的心却是在神里面呢遭到安宁。
And David is the one who go after God's heart.
因为大卫呢，他是一个合神心意的人。
And always seek the Lord with all his heart, not half heart, all his heart.
因为他常常的呢，全心的来寻求神， 不是一个半
成品。In tough time, he hungry for God, then he find rest in God, then in 62:1 and 62:5.
在那样非常艰难的日子里面，他不断的来寻求神，就从诗篇62篇和63篇可以看到。
And not only that, verse 5, he talked to his soul, he talking to himself, hey, my soul, you must find rest and peace in God.
那第62篇第5节呢，他特别的对他自己的心来讲话，他说，我的心啊，你当默默无声，专门的来等候神，来等候神。
My hope of peace and rest come from him.
那我的平安我的安息都是从你而来，我的盼望从你而来。
And God fill him with peace and rest. It's a gift.
神就用平安和这个安息来充满他。
Because he seek him and he trust in him.
因为他来寻求神，而且依靠神。
Verse 8 is the key. It's like Jesus said, believe in me. David have one thing is that he obeyed the Bible. He read God's word. And he know, that's why he know God's heart. Verse 8 is the center of Psalm 62. It says right here. Trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him. For God,It's your protection.
第八节是这个诗篇六十二篇的中心啊，特别的讲到呢，就是说你们众民当时时的来依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意。神是我们的避难所。
God warn our heart. It does not need our mouth. We just talk. God want to see our heart.
神要的是我们的心在他的面前。
Because He show you His heart.But we show him our mouth only.
他把他的心向我们显露，我们常常呢是把我们的嘴来向他显露。
We must trust from our heart, pour out our heart, seek him with all our heart. It says right here.
所以这里讲到呢，我们在他的面前要来倾倒我们的心意要来完全的来依靠他。
That's why David can overcome the hard time.
这是为什么大卫在艰难困苦里面成为一个得胜者。
He always overcome.
他常常
Even rejoice in his suffering.
那甚至在苦难里面常常就是喜乐。
Verse 10, and King David said, even you have a lot of money, don't even think about it.
那这里讲到，若财宝加增，不要放在心上。
Why? Because it's temporary, it's limited, this is not the short term.
因为这是根本上是一个暂时的东西。
Don't focus on that, because that is only temporary, only 70 years.
不要把眼睛放在这个上面，最多也就70年。
11. Focus on the power of God.
这里讲到呢，要定睛于神的能力。
The power belongs to God.
因为这里讲到呢，神能力都是属乎神的。
God is power, not money is power.
神是能力，不是金钱是能力。
God will supply you everything and bless you eternally.
那神会呢，供给你一切所欲。所需，而且呢，永恒里面都要祝福你。
Because he trusts God's unfailing love, verse 12.
因为十二节呢，就是说大卫他来依靠神这种不变的、不失败的爱。
David seek the Lord with all his heart at all time, trust God at all time, pour out his heart. He God fill him with power and love.
大卫呢，他是在寻求神，就是寻求他的能力，全心的来寻求他。
And transcend him to focus on God, the eternal blessing.
是他这就是让他的眼目聚焦在神永恒的祝福里。
The earthly riches are nothing.
地上的祝福呢真的不算什么。
We cannot bring it with us.
我们没有办法来保存它。
We come naked, we'll go naked.
我们赤裸裸的来到这个世上，赤裸裸的离开。
And that's what David think, talking about in other, in other writing.
在其他的这个David 写的东西里面来讲到这一点。
63, even more, David, even more, he goes deeper.
在63篇呢，大卫就讲得更深。
He says, God, I'm earnestly seek you. I thirst for you.
他说神啊，我要切切地寻求你。我渴想你。
He seek him with all his heart, his life, hungry and thirsty for God.
他的心里面呢，渴慕神，渴望神，饥渴。
And verse 3, he talk about your love is better than life.
第三节讲到，因你的慈爱比生命更好。
Your love is more than material things.
你的爱比世上任何物质的东西都好。
Because your love is eternal.
因为你的爱是永恒的。
I don't focus on circumstances.
David 就说，我不会把我的眼睛放在我周围的环境。
I focus on love of God.
我要把我的眼目聚焦在神的慈爱。
I don't focus on people.
我的眼睛也不会聚焦在别人的身上。
I focus on the love of God.
我要聚焦在神的慈爱。
I don't even focus on myself.
我自己甚至都不会聚焦在我自己的身上。
I focus on love of God because God is better than life. His love is better than life.
我的眼目聚焦在神的慈爱，因为他的慈爱比生命更好。
He seek God because God gave him love, and we can do the same thing.
因为他寻求神，因为神把爱赐给他，我们也可以同样做。
Verse 5, David said, I will be fully satisfied.
那第五节、第六节呢，特别讲到他的，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油。
And as if the riches are food.
就像饱足了骨髓肥油。
Means God's love fill him, so he feels so happy with his life and so blessed with life.
就是神的爱呢如此的来充满他，他感觉到非常的满足在他的生命里。
In verse 11, then he can rejoice, not in money, not in people, rejoice in God.
实际就讲到呢，他在这个因着神呢会欢喜。
Here in 63, he thirst for God. God gave him love, fill him with love, satisfy him with love, and also rejoice and joy in God.
那这里63篇再次的显了，他首先得到神的慈爱，后来呢也得到神的这样一个喜乐。
Why? Because verse 8, I cleanse to you.Your right hand upholds me.
因为第八节讲了，我的心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
He always set the law before him. He always embraced God. And God's hand means God the Holy Spirit. God's power will enable him to feel the love and joy in God.
他常常把主摆在他的面前。他常常就是让神的灵来帮助他，用圣灵的这个爱
心。That's how David find power, love, and joy, and peace in God in 62 and 63.
这就是大卫怎么在62篇、63篇里面呢，从神哪里得着能力、得着爱、得着喜乐和得着。
The purpose of 62 and 63 of David is to show us. We can do the same thing. We can love God with all our heart. And we can seek him with all our heart.
就是我们可以像大卫一样做同样的事情，我们可以同样来寻求神。
And God will fill us with power, love, and joy, and peace.
同样，神也用这个能力、爱、喜乐、平安来充满我们。
And that's unconditional love, joy, and peace.
这是从天上而来无条件的爱、喜乐和平安。
So in the new year, congratulations for seeking God. For you inherit love, joy, peace, and wisdom.
So
that is a gift of God.
一年里面来祝福大家，要来庆贺，就是我们要得着神的能力啊，喜乐。
You must trust and believe.
我们要来信靠他。
With all your heart.
我全心的来信靠神。
Try it, you will be satisfied.
你自己开始尝试的时候，你就知道你会得满足。
And in the new year, may God bless us with all this wisdom, love, joy, peace, and health, including health. But we don't have time to talk about that. And that is truly a blessing. Truly congratulations for getting rich in God.
所以新的一年里面让我们就是真正的得到喜乐平安还有健康健康。
Thank you.
另外的时候再见，要真正真心祝福。
Thank you. In Cantonese, 恭喜发财，愿主祝福你们。
所以广东话就是恭喜发财。
In Christ.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you.
Yes, 在主里恭喜发财。Yeah, thank you, Duncan. Anna, are you there?
在。
谢谢大家今天的信息。
We think our brother Duncan's message.
It's a very solid and powerful message.
这非常有力量的一个见证。
这是Duncan弟兄的见证，也是他从心里面讲出来
的。It's a testimony from his heart.
我完全百分之百的阿们。
Yeah, I am with him 100%.
这也是我正在经历的，不断在经历的。
It is also something that I have been experiencing and still experiencing today.
我们在新的一年里面呢，我们来祷告，我们来兴出来，真的像刚才神的话语所讲的，我们来切切的来寻求他。
So in this new year, we'll continue to exercise out, just like the scripture has said. We will seek him.
Hallelujah. 因着时间的关系呢，我们来做祷告。我们先来祝福大家。完了以后呢，大家可以有机会打打招呼。
Because of time, we will pray first and bless each one of us. And then if we have time, we can greet with each other.
我们天上的父亲，我们要感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
你的话语立定在天。
Your words establish the heaven and the earth.
当今天我们心在地上，按你的话语去行的时候，你的话语都要兑现。
When we follow your words and do what you said today, and all your promise will come to pass.
说在新的一年里面来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹有这样的一个决定，就是要来全心的来跟随你。
So, bless our brother and sister in this new year that we will, make up our mind to follow you.
全心的来定睛在你的身上。
So we will, focus our eyes on you.
说我们再次说我们要相信你的话语，寻求你的国和你的义，其他所需用的都会加给我们。
Once again, we say that we will seek your kingdom and your faithfulness first, and everything else will be given to us.
主，你来大大的来加增我们的信心。
Will you increase our faith?
在新的一年里面要来经历你话语的真实。
So that we will experience the truthfulness of your words in this new year.
弟兄姐妹因着来寻求你的面，他们要看到那天上来的祝福。
When we seek your, when our brothers and sisters seek your face, they will, experience the blessings that comes from heaven.
那能力、智慧、爱、喜乐和平安要从天上降在我们的心里，降在我们的家里。
The power and the authority, the love, joy, and peace will come from heaven and will be in our lives, in our families.
同时要看到因着爱你其他我们需用的你都要丰丰富富的加给我。
We also will see that because we love you, everything else will be given to us abundantly.
我们中间有很多很多的见证。
There are many, many more testimonies among us.
以后更多的见证都要出来。
And many more will come later in our lives.
因为你是一个活的神。
Because you are a living God.
你是一个从不说谎的神。
You are a God that never lies.
你的每一句话都要兑现。
Each one of your words will come to pass.
主啊，我们就谢谢。
Lord, we thank you.
正因为你是信实的神，你的话要兑现。所以我们信靠你是多么的有福，多么的安全。
You are such a faithful God, and each and all of your words will come to pass. So how blessed are for us to come and believe in you.
愿你开我们的眼，让我们能够看见。
May you open our eyes so that we can see.
愿你开我们的心，让我们能够接受。
May you open our hearts so that we can receive.
主啊，你也来把能力赐给我们。让我们的脚我们的手能够行动起来。
And also empower us so that our hands and our feet can move for you.
哦，当我们的手伸出去的时候在祝福别人的时候看到的圣灵的能力要来流淌。
So when we stretch our hands, to bless others, we will see that the Holy Spirit will come and flow in us.
啊，右手在祝福别人的时候左手就要接受神的祝福。
When we give our blessings through our right hand, we will receive blessing from you in our left hand.
哦，当我们把我们的时间、把我们的健康付在这个神的心意上的时候，主啊，你就把健康要来赐给我们。
When we give up our times in the ministry of yours, you will give us the health and the blessings.
主啊，是的，主，你在经济上要大大的来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹一无所缺。
To bless us financially so that we will not be in need.
不但一无所缺，而且多而有余，要大大的去祝福别人。
Not only that we will not be in need, we will have a plenty so that we can bless others.
主啊，是的，主，你怎么样来赐福但看到他全心追随？你怎么样来赐福我？你要赐福弟兄姐妹。
How you have blessed our brother Duncan and how you have blessed me, Lord, do the same. Bless our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我和邓肯都不是贪钱的人，但是钱就要来找我们。
Me and Duncan are not a people of greed, but still the money will come after us.
我们的弟兄姐妹将来都不是贪钱的人，但是钱要跟着你们走。
Our brothers and sisters are not a greedy people, but still money and wealth will follow us.
因为这是神的应许。
Because it is a promise from God.
那些追随他听他话语的人像生命记28章讲这些仆奉就要追着他。
Just like, 生命记 a book of, Deuteronomy says that this kind of blessings will follow them.
我们不需要去追这些仆但是这些仆要追着我们。
We are not, trying to follow this kind of blessing, but this kind of blessing will follow us.
神啊，是的，主，世上的苦难也不算什么。
Yes, and sufferings on this earth counts for nothing.
因为神把他的爱和他的圣灵倾倒在我们的里面，让我们成为这得胜者。
Because you have poured your love and power in us so that we can become overcomers of this world.
主啊，你要来大大的祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹伸出你的手来了接受天上来的祝福。
brothers and sisters, stretch out your hands so that you will receive this blessing from above.
我们的爱，我们的神，他要必要祝福我。
The God who loves us will surely bless us.
当我们的心敞开，想要来祝福他。
We have to open our hearts first to bless him.
让他的心得满足。
May his heart be filled.
让他的心得喜悦。
May his heart be pleased with us.
哈利路亚，你要在我们的教会找到这样一群人，是像大卫一样合你心意的人。
Lord, you will find a group of people just like David in our church, a group of people who seek after your heart.
那得胜者的印记随着我们。
So that the sign of all comers will be with us.
我们将人看到，我们就要看到父神的荣耀。
When people see us, they will see. When people see us, they will see the glory of God.
那无条件的爱随着我们。
And also the unconditional love will be with us.
人看到我们就知道什么叫爱。
When people see us, they will see what love is.
主啊，使得我们要把你的福音要带到这个破碎的世界。
And we'll bring your gospel to the broken corners of this world.
让我们成为一个医治的管道，带下祝福，带下医治。
Let us be the channels of healing so that we can bring down healings to this earth.
在没有盼望的地方要带下盼望。
So in the places where there's no hope, we will bring down hope.
在破碎的地方要带下医治。
In the places of brokenness, we'll bring down healings.
在没有爱的地方要撒下爱。
In the place where there was just no love, we will bring down love.
没有平安的地方要带来平安。
This place says no peace will bring down the peace.
没有自由的地方要带来自由。
Where this place says no freedom will bring down freedom.
让人知道我们有神。
So that people will see that we have God.
永恒的上帝，创造万物的主，是我们的阿爸父。
The everlasting Father who created heaven and earth is our Father.
他用虎口两苍天，天平称大地，地上一切都是一粒尘土。
He has measured the heaven earth with his hands. Everything is in his hand.
但是他却是我们的父。
And yet he is our father.
他跟我们有约。
He has a promise with us, a covenant with us.
不变的约。
An everlasting, a never changing covenant.
谢谢你，你在永恒里面拣选了我们。
Thank you for having
me, 你的儿女。
Chosen us in eternity that we can become your children.
让我们成为你的种子，想要显明出来，让这个劳苦的世界要得安息。
We are your children of yours so that we can show this world that we are your children.
耶和华的热心，耶和华的能力，必要这做成这事。
And the zeal of the Lord will accomplish all this.
Hallelujah, we 感谢赞美。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.